This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Say what you will about Lance Armstrong, and many people have said a whole lot the past couple of weeks. You do have to admit he's pulled off a neat trick. Even amid his own professional disgrace, his charity has managed to thrive. Armstrong stepped down as the chairman of the Livestrong Foundation this morning. Nike and a couple of others canceled its personal contract with him, but Nike said it would continue to support Livestrong. It is, as Marketplace's Eve Troe explains, all about the brand.
The website Charity Navigator rates causes for people who want to give 0 to 4 stars. How's Livestrong stack up?
They get 4 stars. It's one of our higher rated charities and has been for some time.
President Ken Berger says Livestrong is in the top 1% of charities. It raises tens of millions of dollars a year to support cancer patients. Berger says when a charity's charismatic leader is disgraced, the charity usually suffers horribly. Or just folds.
What's really unusual here is that we don't see that. In fact, there's been a slight uptick in its donations.
That's likely due to years of rebranding the Lance Armstrong Foundation as simply Livestrong. Look at anything Livestrong, a charity road race, those yellow wristbands, and you likely see Lance Armstrong only in the fine print, if at all. Even as Nike condemned Armstrong today, the company affirmed its commitment to selling Livestrong products.
It's much, much bigger than even just cancer at this point.
Brand analyst Paul Swinand at Morningstar says a look at Livestrong.com makes that clear.
It's become really a self-help site and really an internet information brand.
An internet search for anything body-related is likely to bring up a Livestrong article or video.
Hi, I'm Amber Namides with Livestrong.com, and I'm going to teach you how to naturally enlarge your glutes.
Welcome to Livestrong.com, it says. Let us be your personal guide to becoming a better, healthier you. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.